This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by Alex Jones in the form of a special report, America Destroyed by Design. You're going to want to stick around and hear that. We also have Gerald Celente joining us in the third hour. We're going to talk to him about breaking economic news. Of course, Gerald Celente of Trends Research is a great forecaster of economics and all kinds of trends. He has a lot to say about the Iraq War. I guess it's, what, now 11 years into it, and we see what's happened with that. So it's going to be interesting to hear Gerald Celente's comments on that. Now, we've just had some breaking news has come out. We've got a White House press secretary. Now, this is the new guy. You know, they got rid of the Carney. Now they've got an Ernest guy. This guy is Josh Ernest, and he's telling it straight. He says, we're not going to wait and just sit. We're not going to just sit around and wait for Congress to write the laws. That's right. Nobody's ever accused Obama of sitting around and waiting for the laws to be written. They're just going to do whatever they wish. And, you know, we've got a lot of examples of congressional scofflaws here. I've got a whole little clip here of a bunch of these things. We've got Nancy Pelosi scoffing at the idea that the House GOP would file a lawsuit. She says, not only have we not passed an immigration bill, they have used the president's action to protect some vulnerable parties as a basis to sue the president. Well, the question is, you know, would Obama really obey a new law on immigration? I mean, would Homeland Security obey the laws? Would the illegal aliens obey the laws? I mean, do we really need to worry about immigration reform? I think we're just beyond that, right? We just do whatever the president wishes to do or whatever Homeland Security wants to see our country become. They're going to make it happen that way, whether it's legal or not. And as Boehner said, he said, this isn't about impeachment. It's about faithfully executing the laws of our country. Well, you know, I'd like to see Boehner faithfully execute the laws of this country and impeach this guy. How many times does he have to break the law blatantly in our face, declare that he's not going to wait for laws to be passed? He's just going to do whatever he wants. How long does that have to go on? You know, we've got some more information coming out about the IRS. We've got IRS officials, we now learn, were thinking about doing an audit of a GOP senator. That would be Chuck Grassley. And what happened was these emails, supposedly, she claims, the lady who lost all of her emails, according to her, she claims that somehow she got Chuck Grassley's emails. How do you figure that? And somehow they just got rerouted to her, and she just happened to notice that he was doing something that she thought she could audit him for, you know? Come on. We've talked about this many times. Even if I did a special report talking about what are the probabilities of her disk drive going out, you know, even if you say that it's a normal disk drive, we've got a mean time between failure of 5 years, what are the probabilities of her disk drive going out and six other people's going out at the same time that all have emails that people need for fraud investigation, for criminal action? What's the chances of that happening? And then, of course, there were people who said that their disk drives were actually RAID arrays that have a mean time between failure of 500 years. You know, there's not a chance. And not only that, but we know that's giving them the benefit of the doubt, saying that they're telling us the truth, that it's stored only on their disk drives. They're not stored on their disk drives. We've got tweets now from the company that says that it did the IRS backups. And, of course, they were required by law to back their data up. They weren't just keeping it on their hard drives. Even if they were, there's not a chance. Even if you take the chances of seven of these things going out at once is like 1 in 78,000. It's not a chance that that's the truth. But that's not what's happening. They were being backed up by another company. And so what we need to do is we need to hold them to the same standards that they hold other people. You know, when you go to the IRS, you're not presumed to be innocent. you're presumed to be guilty. If they have reason to believe, if they bring charges against you, you have to prove your innocence. If you can't prove it, they convict you. That's what the House needs to do. Apply those same terms to them. Make them self-incriminate like they do taxpayers. Make them produce the records, and if they get rid of their records and don't hold them, they go to jail. Send them to jail, John Boehner.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready, take care of your family, and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, still priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, still priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343. From the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with the highest quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and as I mentioned in the last break, we're going to be joined at the bottom of the hour by a special report from Alex Jones. He's going to go back into the InfoWars archive to cover his arrest, shown in his first film, America Destroyed by Design, where he illustrated that biometrics are being implemented at driver's license facilities by way of thumbprint scanning in order to bring in a unified national ID card to set up checkpoints on highways and airports. That was a long time ago, guys. We've been talking about this. Alex Jones has been talking about this for decades. It was the first film that he did. And so he's going to show how this has all come true. We need people to wake up. That's exactly what we were saying yesterday when we talked to Cheryl Chumley about her book, Police State USA, available at InfoWarsStore.com. People need to understand what's going on in America. And they need to understand where their rights come from. Those are the two core things. You need to know where we are, and you need to know what the foundation of our liberty, of our government, of our country was based upon. And that is that our rights come from God. They're inalienable. You can't take them. It was laid out in the Declaration of Independence. We create the government to protect those rights, not to give us security. If you give up your liberty for security, you will be a slave. Slaves don't have any freedom. And when you have maximum security, that's what they call a prison. And we're also going to be joined in the next hour by Gerald Celente. He's going to talk about the latest economic news. We see a massive readjustment of decline in the gross domestic product from 1% to 3%. A lot of people are saying we're in a collapse. And, of course, it's being spun in a lot of different ways by Obama and other people. They're even talking about how we're going to save money with responses to global warming. But they're blaming it on everything except what the government is doing. So we're going to be talking to Gerald Celente about that. Also about his take on Iraq 11 years after this whole thing began, as we see it folding up in defeat. I want to hear what Gerald Celente has to say about that. But before I get to the rest of the news, I want to tell you that this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by My Patriot Supply. The collapse of the border and soaring meat prices make it clear that there's no longer time to wait. You need to start getting prepared today. Get on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and check out their complete line of preparedness products. My Patriot Supply is the home of the Patriot Pantry line of emergency food storage. If you don't have food, you're no threat to the New World Order. They're counting on you to be ever-dependent slaves of their system of control, but you can fight back. You can establish independence for yourself, for your family, by securing your own private supply of storable food. And that's no better way than to prepare than with this Patriot-owned company. Let me tell you, they're the real deal. Alex knows these guys. This is a operation that we're proud to support. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex for special offers to listeners of this broadcast. And for a limited time, they're offering additional discounts off of their already low prices. That site again is MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And one of the signs that things are coming together, and there are so many, the collapsing borders, the collapsing economy, the collapsing legal structure that we have in this country, where people in the highest offices no longer even make a pretense of obeying the law. And, of course, in the last news segment, I just mentioned the latest press release where Obama's press secretary said, we have no intention of waiting for laws to be passed. We're going to pursue our own immigration policy. It's like, really? I thought you were already. I thought you and Homeland Security were doing your own thing, independent of the laws, independent of the Constitution. But one of the ways that things are breaking down is we see also increased persecution. And this is going on with the communist Chinese of churches. We have a story up on Infowars.com from New American, Alex Newman. And he says the Chinese communist regime is stepping up its war on churches. Hundreds of church buildings are torn down this year and leaders are arrested. This is what happens to churches, to people who will compromise and try to play along with government censorship and government control. Understand that in China, there is a massive home church movement that is very vibrant, that is growing, and those people are being persecuted. That's the reason why it's vibrant and growing. There's also a church movement in China that has essentially tried to play along with the government, thinking that if they can collaborate with them, if they can go along, if they can cooperate, they're going to be favored. And they let them go along for a while. They told them what they could and could not have in their Bible. They didn't like the idea of Jesus being referred to as king. They didn't like the idea of the Trinity. They tried to get rid of the book of Revelation. There's a lot of different things. I'm not an expert on it, but I know that they have gotten these churches to compromise on this so they could get official recognition. Very similar to what happens here with churches who apply to the government for their 501c status and are told, shut up, don't talk about injustice, don't talk about anything politically, even if it has to do with life and death issues, even if we're imprisoning a large portion of the population, just tell your people that it's good, that we need the government to do things like have a war on drugs, because we can't rely on the church to change people's hearts. It's not really a soul issue or a medical issue or a psychological issue. It's a law enforcement issue. So, you know, when you go along with the government, when you do what they tell you to do, then eventually things come around like they have in China. And they're saying, of course, the most shocking example was in late April, where communist authorities demanded the destruction of a church in Shenzhen. That was an officially sanctioned church, a building. They go in and they tear down this building. Over 1,000 people assembled there to try to protect it. They tried to appeal it. But they say the local branch of the regime responded with 100 heavily armed SWAT officers. There you go. There's the SWAT teams again. And paramilitary units before sending in machinery to tear down the $5 million church building to the ground. There's a lesson in that. There's a lesson in that for all of us in terms of compromise. Now, I want to go over some of the Supreme Court decisions because they're coming at us fast and furious in these last few days. The Supreme Court has released a couple of decisions yesterday. One of them was a key decision about not being allowed to seize people's telephones without a search warrant. And that leaves, I think, the NSA, the CIA, these fusion centers, Homeland Security, all these police departments, that leaves them in a kind of weird position, doesn't it? Because they're doing dragnet surveillance of everybody without a search warrant. So where's this going to go? Well, that's a very interesting court decision, and I think that's going to put a foot in the door for a lot of people who want to try to get back our privacy. And I expect to see that happen. That was a unanimous decision. They had another unanimous decision today, but this is one that wasn't unanimous. This is where the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down Massachusetts' abortion buffer zone law. They had put up a law that put a buffer zone around abortion clinics where protesters could not go. You know, free speech zones, free speech areas. We saw that at the Bundy Ranch in Bunkerville, you know, where they put up a little plastic fence around an area out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it literally was in the middle of nowhere. And then printed up an official sign and said, free speech area. Somebody put up a handwritten sign next to that and said, the First Amendment is not an area. And we've seen that happen not just at Bunkerville. We've seen that happen at the last couple of presidential conventions, both Republican and Democrat. And we've covered that, how they put protesters far away from the convention center, literally put them in cages. There's a picture of that that plastic fence in the sign, First Amendment area. Yeah, the First Amendment is not an area. And so it's good that the Supreme Court said that as well. We need to fight for our rights. And, you know, the people who want to take away your First Amendment rights, want to take away your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, your due process rights, they want to take everything. They're not going to be satisfied with any of this stuff. And free speech is where we really wake people up. Now, they also came back with a unanimous decision saying that Obama violated the Constitution with his recess appointments. Kurt Nimmo has an article up that I think has got the best background and analysis of this of anybody else. We've got that on Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo points out that Obama made 32 recess appointments, and in comparison, Ronald Reagan did 232. And Bill Clinton and George Bush did more than 100 each. So it really is about attempting to restore a constitutional balance to the executive branch. What Republicans had done to try to stop Obama from just appointing whatever judges he wanted to without any Senate oversight, which is the way the Constitution is set up, what they had done was to set up pro forma sessions, according to Kurt's article, to prevent Obama from making recess appointments and circumventing the Congress. And in response, then, of course, Harry Reid and the Democrats changed the rules. They're all about changing the rules, getting rid of the rules in the Senate to have filibusters, which was a good thing. It's a good thing to take your time to think about this and to have some control over the discussion. But they want to just rush everything through without any discussion. They want Obama to appoint, make all these appointments to the, in this case, it was a National Labor Board. And this was a 9-0 decision again today. And what they said was the Congress, the Senate is in session when the Senate says that it's in session. So they basically struck that down, and Kurt Nimmo's analysis is exactly right. This is one area where Obama hadn't been able to do quite as many in the past. I think it's not because he didn't want to or didn't have the desire to go around the Constitution, but I think it's just because of that tactic that the Republicans had come up with to stop that. But now that tactic has been shut down, but the Supreme Court has said, no, you have to, we're going to balance that power a little bit. Now, there's some other things happening that I think really shine where the real risk is coming to us from these technological advances. There's a DC cab drivers are choking the streets in protest of Uber. And I want to talk about that briefly in the next segment that we've got before the special report. And I want to give you an idea of really where we're headed in terms of major, major restructuring of our economy. The entire transportation issue industry, I believe, is going to be changed.
We've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels, soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today, and we're going to have Alex joining us with a special report at the bottom of the hour, Digital Slave Currency. And he's going to go back to his very first film, America Destroyed by Design, and he's going to show you how what he was talking about way back then is happening now. And, of course, it focused around the driving license, biometric identification. The government is all about control nodes, and transportation is a major control node. And we should keep that in mind when we're looking at this dispute that's going on all over the world now between taxi cab companies and Uber. You know, a lot of people who are free market, who are libertarian, reflexively kind of take the side of somebody who is trying to break into the business of being a taxi driver, mainly because for the longest time we've seen jitney cab services that were servicing minority areas, going into areas where regular taxi cab companies would not go. We see them struggling with local governments who are trying to enforce a monopoly by the cab company. So there was this established businesses trying to work with the government to keep competition out of the way. And we see that happening, whether it's restaurants, we see that happening in many, many different industries. And so a lot of libertarians and free market people would instinctively side with the up-and-comer, the guy who's trying to get in, who's trying to make things better. But we're seeing protests all over the world, throughout Europe. They had a massive protest in London. I think it's 12,000 cabs at one point protested Uber. We see now this happened just yesterday in the District of Columbia in Washington. Says cab drivers choke the streets to protest rideshare companies. I guess the question, since I've been to Washington many times, is how do you know when they're choking the streets as a protest and when it's just typical Washington, D.C. traffic? I mean, that place is impossible to get through. But what's going on with this is that you've got these companies like Lyft and like Uber who are essentially setting up rideshare operations, doing it through high-tech apps that you can use on your phone to bring in taxi cab companies. And some people are making some pretty good money as Uber drivers, but they ought to look at what the long-term plan is here, as the Uber CEO puts it out. There's an article from the Boston Herald where they talked about Uber and they talked about Google steering big changes, is what they said. And here's a quote from the Uber CEO, Travis Kalanick, and he said, "The reason Uber could be expensive is because you're not just paying for the car, you're paying for the other dude in the car. Now, when there's no other dude in the car, the cost of taking an Uber anywhere becomes cheaper than owning a vehicle. So the magic there is you basically bring the cost below the cost of ownership for everybody. And then car ownership goes away." Hear that? Car ownership goes away. Now, in other quotes, this guy has also kind of channeled Melissa Harris-Perry when he says, "We've got to get over the notion that cars are privately owned hardware. They should be community-owned transportation vehicles." Where this guy is going, this is, they've got the unions fighting, the taxi drivers fighting against the Uber drivers. They love to do this divide and conquer. But Uber has an overreaching strategy, Uber and Google. They want not self-driving cars. Let's get rid of that terminology. You're driving yourself right now. You're probably driving down the road listening to me, and you're driving your car. You've got truck drivers out there who are making a living. You've got taxi drivers out there who are making a living in the transportation business. That's going to go away, according to their version. What Uber wants is what all of these large multinational corporations want, and that is to own everything. See, there's a level of fascism at the top, and then there, at the bottom for us, we get communism. So you've got companies like Uber, and they just had a massive fundraising where they raised $1.2 billion. They now have a valuation of $17 billion. They plan on raising $200 million more. That's according to VentureBeat.com. And, of course, they're being fought with all these different lawsuits and all these different jurisdictions and state agencies. But here's where he sees it going. He sees it going to a situation where he owns all the transportation. And the cars are not self-driven cars. They are computer-driven cars. And they are government-controlled cars. See, when the computers are driving the cars, the government is going to control when and where you can go. Certain areas are going to be off-limits to you, just like they're going to be off-limits to your cell phone or to your laptop. They're going to know where you are and shut down those cell phones, shut down those laptops. Maybe they'll do it to you individually. You know, they have that capability going back to the 2008 patent from Apple, and now we see Samsung and other companies putting that on the Android platform. They want to be able to selectively shut you down. See, transportation is a control node for the tyrannical authoritarian state, and they don't want you to own your own car or to control your own car. They're going to make it impossible for you with disincentives from insurance, giving you instantaneous speeding tickets, whatever. They're going to control the transportation. That's what this is about.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers. They were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As viewers and listeners of this radio show know, a lot of my predictions, unfortunately, are coming true. And it's not because I had a crystal ball. It's because the social engineers that control this planet to a great extent have been open about the social engineering that they are engaged in. They have been extremely honest about their plans to create a totally controlled society where humans basically operate and act like biological androids. Synthetic reality to bring synthetic consciousness that is no form of consciousness at all. Now, I'm not against technology. Technology's been neutral for thousands of years, whether it was the wheel or before that fire. A sword can be used for good, it can be used for bad. A butcher knife can be used for good or bad. So I'm not anti-technology, but in the last 100 years, most Western technology has been developed and deployed for social engineering purposes. Everything we now use today, from cell phones to smart meters, to quote Smart Appliances, is being used to track everything you do, to manipulate prices, to gouge you, to surveil you, and to take that data and to put it into big aggregate systems to literally be able to predict the future and fix markets. This is the dream of the monopoly capitalists, who are the opposite of free market capitalists, that all free peoples continually wage war against. It was the globalist Carol Quigley at Georgetown that famously said they'll work with fascists, socialists, communists, or just dictators as long as it's centralized. They don't like freedom. They want to have controlled markets so they can dominate the future of the species. And you've seen how they've been the prime drivers and authors of most of our woes. Now, I wanted to start doing a feature here on the show once a week, every 2 weeks or so, sometimes maybe once a month, it'll vary, where we go back into the archive and pull up some of the things that I said a year ago, or 2 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 15, 16, 17 years ago. And that's the case from 1997, almost 17 years ago. I wanted to illustrate that biometrics were being put in at driver's license facilities to bring in a unified federal national ID card to set up domestic checkpoints on highways and at airports to bring in an internal police system. That is now being deployed at airports, part of Trusted Traveler, where you opt into it. Soon it will be mandatory. It's used to track everywhere you go. If you're not a good globalist, they turn your thumbprint off, and you can not buy or sell anymore. That's why they're trying to get rid of farmers markets, kids selling lemonade. They want you only going to big box stores that are going to be part of this control grid. And so now, 17 years later, we see states like Virginia and the District of Columbia by Virginia saying we want to make you do a drug test and give urine or blood to get a driver's license. Guilty until proven innocent. Exactly what Bill Clinton put down in an executive order back in 1996. Now, they never fully realized all that, but it shows us where they wanted to go. And most of what they wanted to do back then has now actually happened. So I wanted to play from my first film, America Destroyed by Design, something that is quite famous on the Internet, but still a lot of people don't know about it, my arrest for illustrating that biometrics was coming as a dehumanizing control system. The police officer, the state police officer that arrested me, later apologized to me years later and said he knows that I'm right. This is a system of total control. I ran into him down at the Capitol years later at a demonstration there. Face scanning technology is going to be used to totally control every aspect of our life. It's rolling out. They want web IDs where you'll get on the Internet with a face scan or a thumbprint. Microsoft admits that. Facebook admits that. And then three strikes, you're out. No judge, no jury, no indictment. If big companies say you've done something wrong on the Internet three times, like the YouTube model, you are then banned off of the Internet. And that's what Google's doing, trying to get that database, making you give them your cell phone, your home phone, your IDs with your Google ID tied to your email and your YouTube and to your Google wallet. So when you're not a good globalist, you can just be turned off. This is the type of system that would make Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, or Mao Zedong have a literal wet dream. This is the Trojan horse tools that are completely enslaving our society. Just look at some of these headlines. Obama administration launches plan to make Internet ID a reality, to tax you, to track you, to turn you off if they don't want to, with all of their illegal spying, which they denied for decades, which they now admit. Facebook, Walmart set sites on face scanning to buy and to sell. South China Morning Post, Facebook, Apple to help draft face scanning rules amid privacy fears. Nightclub goes for face scanning security. This is happening in Texas. It's happening in Melbourne, Australia. It's a global grid. Oh, you had five beers today. The police know. They're hooked in to the face scanner at the bar. They're trying to force locals to wire their security cameras in by law in New York and other states to this. It's a global technocracy grid run by the globalists, who are bad people. This could be human empowering. The problem is it's being designed and deployed and rolled out from the beginning from an authoritarian bent, ladies and gentlemen. Another article, White House wants Chinese-style ID system for Internet users. Again, off face scanning and thumbprinting to control and track everything you do. Vehicle miles traveling tax proposed. Guess what's already in all the cars universally worldwide? From Japan to the U.S., the satellite tracker box hooked into a cell phone in the belly of your car to tax you by the mile. See how everything I predicted's coming? Because I didn't predict it. The globalists at MIT admitted all this when I was warning people back in the mid-1990s. Biometric security being promoted as if the public wants it. Oh, biometric security can't come soon enough for some people is the headline. It goes on and on and on. The idea that won't die, out taxing cars with a mile, is back on the agenda. And they have the boxes in the cars. Take a peek. Biometric security offers relief from passwords. That's right. Oh, the government releases the passwords. The government releases the worms and the viruses that break in and steal your password and give it to hackers. That's been in the news. So that they discredit passwords and force you to go to a thumbprint, an iris scan, which that imprint can just as easily be stolen. All it is a list of digital numbers or a digital algorithm. It's even easier to defraud the thumbprint or the eye scan because you can't ever change that password. And that's all been proven to be a fraud as well. Here's another one. DHS to test face scanning cameras at Tri-City hockey game. Again, with checkpoints and people searching you at the checkpoints, supposedly because of Al-Qaeda and other groups that they publicly arm, fund, and run in Syria, Libya, Iraq, and other areas. Again, a criminal technocracy creating crises or exacerbating crises, like Rahm Emanuel, White House Chief of Staff, famously said. Now the Chicago mob boss and Don, they don't want to let a good crisis go to waste.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Again, it's not that technology's bad. Our technology has been developed and deployed for 100 years to carry out dehumanization, to carry out eugenics. Look at who founded IBM, top Nazi Thomas Watson. Look at who runs all these systems. Find out who Bill and Melinda Gates are. Find out about their own statements, Warren Buffett. Then you'll understand why the technology is driving in this direction. Because these people believe they're going to merge with the machines and become God, as Ray Kurzweil, the head of Google Technology, has said. Let's go ahead and now go back to 1997, where I got arrested to draw attention. You know, some fools out there say, Alex, you got fingerprinted, you got arrested, you were trying to get around fingerprinting. No, I wasn't trying to get around fingerprinting. I wasn't putting super glue on my thumb to fool the biometrics. I was trying to stop the collection of biometrics and the national ID card to begin with. I was warning about things they wouldn't even admit existed at the time. And we did succeed in raising public awareness to where we now have a good shot of changing all of this today. All right, enough from Alex Jones in 2014. Let's go back to 1997, and then we'll come back to the future and David Knight after this time capsule.
All right, sir. They're ready for you.
All right, they're ready for me. Let's go.
Come over and get the pretty little red light.
Come on.
Isn't that pretty? And they'll put a nice little clinic in here in the next few years for urine and blood testing like Clinton wants. What do I have to hide? I'm a criminal. There we have it. Nice little pretty red light. Get that, Mike. There we have it. Your photograph, they capture your signature, they capture your thumbprint, and now Clinton wants urine and blood, and I've given that to the media, the actual Federal Register, that he wants the states to implement. And I guess it tells them how to put clinics in, and it tells them how to urine and blood test law-abiding citizens, not under 18, like the media says.
Hi.
How you doing? I am here with 8 forms of identification. I have my passport. Here's that, my name, and the form you asked me to fill out. I have no criminal record. My name is Alexander Emmerich Jones. Here is my passport. Here is my insurance. Here is another form of ID. Here is my old driver's license. Here is my birth certificate. And here is my W-2 form. And here is two more insurance cards, old ones, just so you can double check. It sends a health club card.
You got my ID.
Okay.
Good to go. We're going to get you right now.
I need you to answer these first three questions.
Take a look at these questions there and go over them things.
So I don't have to thumb scan.
Well, we're going to get to that. You are eventually going to have to. Yes, sir.
But not now.
Not at this point, but you will before we're done with the process.
Why?
Required.
It's required by Bill Clinton in 1992, and it was instituted here in Texas in 1993. I know the code, sir. Are you going to institute his urine and blood testing when he commands you? Are you going to stick a needle in my arm when I have no criminal record?
The only answers, only questions I'm going to answer right now are concerning driver's license issuing.
You just follow orders, don't you? So you're saying you're going to deny me the constitutional right to travel if I do not submit to this digital thumb scanning?
What I will tell you, today you will not receive a duplicate driver's license if you do not submit to a thumb scanning.
Okay. Look, I feel like I'm being raped here.
Well, I would sit down with you for hours and try to do what I could to help you.
Then just give me my license without digitally thumb scanning.
I am not going to violate DPS policy.
Is there a religious exception?
For your exception.
Is there a religious exception?
No. No, sir, there's not.
Everyone must take the mark. A digitally enhanced mark.
I'm not talking about mark.
A digital tattoo.
I know. Your ID, you are good to go.
Yeah, well, I'm good to go. Why do you need my thumbprint?
Because it's part of the procedure of
It's part of Bill. It's part of Bill Clinton's law, isn't it? It's an executive order. It's a decree by Bill Clinton.
NCIC.
Yeah, and if I drive without a license, what's the penalties for driving without a license?
You know, I don't even want to go there.
That's right.
You know why?
I'm asking you.
It doesn't pertain to it.
You're an officer. I'm asking you the law.
I would be glad to sit down.
So you're saying I'll be committing a crime by driving if I don't take your mark?
I would be glad to do anything I can help you, sir.
Well, see, you're saying
I'm not against you, and I understand.
Officer Ard, you're sitting here, Sergeant, and telling me that you're all friendly and you're all nice. But I'll be pulled over and given tickets. If I don't pay those, I will go to jail because of my morals and my beliefs, I will not take this. And I'm here to tell you, I already took this in 93, and many people will say, well, you've already taken it. What's your problem with it? Because now I figured out what this is, and I'm opposing all those others that are being herded in here like cattle to be thumb scanned like criminals.
Young,
yes.
We don't even need to start there. If I know that you're not going to submit to a thumbprint, why waste your time?
See, right up front, they will drop, and people are being turned away all day here. So you're saying I pay my taxes, I'm raped by the IRS, which is criminal.
I don't want to.
You know, it's well known.
And you heard the keyword submit.
Submit. He just said I must submit.
Lay it down the counter.
I'm telling you, I've never been to jail.
I don't know. What do you want me to do for you?
I want you to give me my driver's license. I want my driver's license. I am not a criminal. I may become one today, but that's fine. You're saying you won't take me to jail at 5 if I'm still here.
No, we're not going to take you to jail.
Oh, yeah. This is against the grain of the Constitution. Look, if I don't take the mark, my right to travel is taken. You're taking my rights and telling me that it's no big deal? And now you want a urine and blood test. Bring me the document. Who has the urine and blood testing document? I need it. I'm going to pass these out to people. Ladies and gentlemen, the Federal Register, Bill Clinton, urine and blood testing plan for you. Tell your friends about it. We have got to stand against this. The states are preparing to implement this plan. This is not a joke. This is not the entire document. It gets worse. Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a joke to them. Only Coach Penders matters. Only diversions like Rome, the gladiators. If I don't take this, will I not be penalized for not having a driver's license, by not being able to cash a check, by being given tickets that if I don't pay those tickets, I'll be taken to jail. I can't travel out of state. I can't get on board an airplane. And the media is talking about thumb scanning to travel. You're working with the foreign banks and the military industrial complex. This is all their idea. Read the Military War College from 1968. They planned this. Just because you lay around doesn't mean it's not true. This is not a publicity stunt. I was a lot happier years ago before I got into all this garbage. I'm sick of sheep laying down. I wish you'd get up and do something. Makes me want to vomit. Our forefathers went to World War II and World War I and fought the Civil War to end slavery, and it means nothing to y'all. We're a bunch of yellow-bellied weaklings. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people laying down like a bunch of jellyfish and rationalizing what's going on. People ought to be ashamed of themselves.
My brother's a cop.
Gold card arm and be quiet.
Yes, exactly.
Now, look very carefully at Mike Cox. He is head public information officer for all of Texas for the DPS. They weren't going to arrest me, but about 15 minutes into the protest, he showed up, and things changed dramatically. He walked up, stared at me, turned, walked back to the back. They had a little meeting together, and then they came and arrested me.
If I leave now, I will be forced to arrest you.
Sir, I'm here to get a driver's license. I have never had a criminal record. It's time to go. Here I go. Get my stuff for me.
45, patient.
The DPS was very professional, but they did the classic bait and switch. They got all the troopers on one side of the building and made us think that I was coming out there.
I'm Canada! Look at all that!
I hope we've painted you a picture of what's really happening here in the nation. I got out of jail that night with a Class C misdemeanor, and I'm taking it to court, and I'm sure I'll defeat it with a jury trial. It was a small price to pay, though, to bring light upon the biometric technologies.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. But a friend and patriot has discovered a loophole. Find out about the NSA loophole before they shut it down at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is some good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and that was Alex's report, which is now up, Digital Slave Currency. That's on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. You can see that. Pass that around to people. And as Alex pointed out in that report, where he's talking about how they're setting up checkpoints now, as he had predicted years and years ago in that very first documentary, setting up checkpoints at airports, on highways, getting people's identity. It's a point of control. That's what transportation is. It's a very important control node for the government. They always seek to control the transportation. And, of course, there are parallels, as he said, being in a house arrest and being taken out of the Internet with a three strikes and you're out type of policy. But you could be under house arrest literally if they shut down your ability to move around. And that was what I was talking about just before his report, and that is the coming of the computer-driven, government-controlled cars. They like to call them self-driving cars. Now, we have self-driving cars now. They're going to be driven by computers, and if you think they're going to be safer, then you've never experienced the blue screen of death, or you've never used Google Map Apps or Apple Map Apps to know that they don't always get you where you want to go. But, of course, even Obama wants to cut down even that access. See, if you use that as a human, you're dangerous. So one of the ways that they're going to control, they're going to push us into this transportation control, is they're going to ban humans from being able to drive cars by high insurance rates by saying that you can't use navigation. You can only have navigation there if the computer is doing it. They'll constantly monitor where you are. They'll be able to restrict where you go, when you go, maybe restrict your travel completely if you're somebody that they want to put under house arrest. A very dangerous thing, and it is much, much closer than you think. The beginning of this year, there were a lot of articles saying that, well, the technology is here. We've got all the major car companies with self-driving cars, but they have to have somebody sitting in the seat to take control of the steering wheel. They said the real hurdles, the real obstacles are legal obstacles. And so what we saw was in April, very quickly, the European Union, as well as, of course, California, removed these legal restrictions, saying they're going to allow, starting next year, it's a race between the European car companies and the American car companies and Google as to who can produce the first, quote-unquote, self-driving cars. Now, Google has put out a little clown car that doesn't have a brake pedal, doesn't have a gas pedal, doesn't have a steering wheel. You just get in it, and I guess it's got a control panel where you tell it where you want to go. They've put that out as a demo. That's their vision of the future. And, of course, the other part of their vision of the future is to completely remake the economy with just a few people controlling everything, a kind of neo-feudalism. That's what I believe is behind this. It's neo-feudalism for the corporations that are in bed with the government, and, of course, the government gets to exercise complete control. I think it's kind of betrayed in the name and the quotes of the CEO from Uber when he says, we're going to get beyond the idea of individual car ownership. We're going to stop viewing cars as some hardware that is individually owned, and it's going to be community-controlled vehicles. It's a very dangerous thing. They're going to sell it to you as safety. They always sell you safety and security. But you know what? When you give up your freedom, when you give up your liberty, when you live in a controlled state, you're not free. They're going to make humans more dependent, more helpless, and more controlled with this transportation method. And coming in 3 to 5 years, what you're going to see is these people who are now fighting Uber because they want to have taxi cab companies or they want to have jitney companies or they're in the transportation industry, they're going to lose their jobs. It's going to be massive displacement when they start self-driving the trucks. That's something to think about. It's something to push back against. It's fine if you want to get into a limousine and have it take you around by computer, but you should not be compelled to do that. You should not be forced to do that. That's what they're going to do. Well, stay tuned, because up in the next hour, we're going to have Gerald Celente, and we're going to talk about economic trends. We're going to talk about the world hegemony trends and what's happened 11 years after Iraq. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
Waging war.